You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Remarkably Remote, a new daily microcast from the experts at GoToMeeting, all about making work from home work for you. Find Remarkably Remote on smart speakers, subscribe on your favorite podcasting app, or listen at gotomeeting.com/tips. That's gotomeeting.com/tips.
The most interesting thing in tech is the use of artificial intelligence to possibly accelerate parts of vaccine development for COVID-19. In particular, there's one really good example. I'll get to it in a second, but I'll give you the theory first. The theory is that no human can read the thousands of papers that are being published about this. No human can understand all the different data sets, looked at all the linked information. You can know parts of it if you're an expert, but you can't know it all. But you can get an AI system to read everything, to look for patterns, to look for possible connections that could be useful. And so that, in fact, has been what's happening. Researchers have been able to use artificial intelligence to identify potential ways to treat coronavirus. And then humans, looking at that, have been able to develop hypotheses about existing drugs that could do that. And in particular, there was one researcher who used a system called Benevolent AI to propose that an arthritis drug could be useful in treating COVID-19. Eli Lilly, which makes the arthritis drug, noticed that and thought, hey, let's do a test. So now there's actually a test ongoing. Of course, artificial intelligence can't do the whole thing. They can't run clinical trials with an AI system, of course. You still need humans involved. You still need 1,000 things. But if AI can make it go one step faster, that's a very good thing. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.